This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with 8 a.m. news. The headlines first. National Assembly unanimously passes Film Bill 2081. Lawmakers urge government to ensure free, fair and secure polls. With 21 days to go, Election Commission ramps up election preparations. Nationwide voter education campaign to start mid-February. Nepal face Italy today in their second ICC Men's T20 World Cup match. And Bangladesh votes in landmark election today after Gen Z protest. Now, the news in detail. The National Assembly has unanimously passed the Film Bill 2081 Bikram Sambat. During the session, Minister for Women, Children and Senior Citizens Shraddha Shrestha, on behalf of Prime Minister and Minister for Communications and Information Technology Sushila Karki, presented a proposal seeking the endorsement of the bill. The proposal was unanimously approved by the Upper House, with National Assembly Chair Narayan Prasad Dahal announcing the bill's endorsement. The Assembly is scheduled to meet again at 12:15 p.m. on Friday, February 13, which is tomorrow. Meanwhile, expressing their views during the zero hour of the session, lawmakers urged the government to ensure the upcoming House of Representatives election are conducted in a free, fair and impartial manner. They also called on authorities to remain alert to potential security challenges. Similarly, members drew the government's attention to reports of artificial shortages and black market activities involving essential goods. In addition, they paid tribute to the victims of a bus accident in Ramechhap's Tamakosi area, demanding proper compensation for the bereaved families, free treatment for the injured and stronger measures to guarantee road safety. In the meantime, Finance Minister Rameshwar Prasad Khanal has said that the only small and fragmented projects with no immediate economic returns have been cancelled due to budgetary pressure. Responding to queries from a National Assembly member during yesterday's session, Minister Khanal said the decision was taken following a restructuring of government priorities. The finance minister said rising financial obligations following the Gen Z movement led the government to reprioritize spending, and a cabinet decision on September 21, 2025 cancelled unprepared and low-return projects that had not progressed to the procurement stage. Meanwhile, Minister Khanal said the government has expedited drafting of the Dalit Welfare Rights and Development Bill and plans to move it forward for cabinet approval soon, with the aim of presenting it in the next session of the Federal Parliament. President Ramchandra Paudil has said that abuse of authority is not a minor mistake but a serious challenge to the legitimacy of the state and social justice. Addressing a special program yesterday in Kathmandu, marking the 35th establishment day of the Commission for the Investigation of Abuse of Authority, or CIAA, the president stressed that no one should be above the law on the basis of power or position. President Paudil underlined that the fight against corruption is a shared responsibility of political leadership, the bureaucracy, state institutions and civil society, and called for strong political will and coordinated action. Similarly, Prime Minister Sushila Karki also reaffirmed the government's commitment to controlling corruption and promoting good governance. She said the government has adopted austerity measures, discouraged misuse of state resources and prioritized citizen-friendly service delivery. Likewise, Chief Commissioner of the CIAA, Prem Kumar Rai, expressed concern over the growing influence of intermediaries in governance, saying their involvement in areas ranging from budget formulation to high-level appointments has undermined good governance. The program highlighted the need for stronger coordination, accountability and sustained commitment to ensure effective corruption control and good governance in the country. With 21 days remaining until the House of Representatives election on March 5, the Election Commission has intensified preparations to promote civic and voter education nationwide. The Commission has prepared a range of resource materials covering democracy, elections, inclusiveness, voter registration, the voting process, the importance of voting, relevant constitutional provisions and the role of political parties. The Civic Education Promotion Resource Booklet has been made available on the Commission's website for public access. Joint spokesperson Kulbahadur Jisi said government agencies, civil society organizations and individuals can use these materials to support civic education efforts. Likewise, the Commission will intensify voter education efforts from mid-February, mobilizing volunteers nationwide to raise awareness about voting procedures and reduce invalid votes, with monitoring mechanisms and sample ballot papers in place to support the campaign. Chief of Army Staff Ashok Raj Sigdil has directed the Nepali Army to coordinate closely with other security agencies and stakeholders to ensure a safe and secure environment for the upcoming House election. According to the Army's Directorate of Public Relations and Information, addressing the closing session of the Divisional Commanders Coordination meeting at Army headquarters yesterday, the Army Chief instructed officials to mobilize in line with the Integrated Election Security Plan 2082 Bikram Sambat. The two-day meeting reviewed the current security situation and assessed training and logistical preparations for the elections. Senior Army officials, including the Chief of General Staff and Lieutenant Generals, were present at the closing session. Stakeholders have said Nepal's information technology sector is generating more than 125 billion rupees annually through service exports and holds strong potential to drive economic growth. Speaking at an interaction program organized by the Society of Economic Journalists Nepal in Kathmandu yesterday, the representatives of the Nepal Association for Software and IT Services Companies said the country's IT exports have grown rapidly in recent years. Citing a 2022 study, Association President Gaurav Raj Pandey said Nepal exported IT services worth 67 billion rupees that year, and since then the sector has been earning over $1 billion annually. Meanwhile, Nepal's first AI-powered integrated digital ecosystem called Global Diary has officially come into operation. Launched in Kathmandu, the platform aims to connect citizens, businesses and government agencies on a single digital platform. According to its developers, the platform is designed to enhance digital service delivery, support businesses and promote public engagement. Speakers at the launch described the platform as a step towards strengthening Nepal's digital economy and expanding its global digital presence. Nepal are set to take on Italy today in their second match of the ICC Men's T20 World Cup 2026, aiming to register their first win of the tournament. The match will be played at Mumbai's Wankhede Stadium and is scheduled to start at 3:15 p.m. Nepal narrowly lost their opening game against England by just 4 runs, scoring 180 for 6 in 20 overs while chasing 185 runs. This edition of the T20 World Cup is jointly hosted by India and Sri Lanka, with all the Nepal's group stage matches will being held at Wankhede Stadium. Nepal are placed in Group C alongside two-time champions West Indies, former champions England, Scotland and Italy. Nepal have featured in the World Cup twice before but are yet to progress beyond the group stage. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to an international news update. Bangladesh is set to hold a landmark parliamentary election and nationwide referendum today, 18 months after student-led protest ended the 15-year rule of former Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina. More than 127 million citizens are eligible to vote to elect members of parliament and decide on proposed constitutional, electoral and institutional reforms. Hasina's party, the Awami League, has been banned from contesting the polls. Her party was removed following a crackdown during the 2024 protest, in which at least 1,400 protesters were killed. In November, a Bangladeshi court sentenced Hasina to death for crimes against humanity, allegations she denies. An interim government led by Nobel Peace Laureate Muhammad Yunus has overseen the transition period, maintaining neutrality in state administration, security and the electoral process. Now the general weather forecast for the country for today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast generally cloudy weather conditions in the high hilly and Himalayan regions of the Kosi province, partly cloudy over the remaining hilly areas and mainly fair over the Tarai region today. There is a possibility of light rain or snowfall at one or two places in the high hilly and Himalayan regions of Kosi province and at one or two places in the high hilly and Himalayan regions of Bagmati and Gandaki provinces today. Likewise, fog and mist are likely to persist at some places in the Tarai region until noon today. The division has also stated that there is a partial influence of westerly winds across the country at present, and temperatures in Kathmandu Valley are likely to range from a minimum of 7 to 9 degrees Celsius with daytime highs between 19 and 21 degrees Celsius today. That wraps up our news bulletin for this hour. But before we go, here is a quick recap of the headlines. National Assembly unanimously passes Film Bill 2081. Lawmakers urge government to ensure free, fair and secure polls. With 21 days to go, Election Commission ramps up election preparations, nationwide voter education campaign to start mid-February. Nepal face Italy today in their second ICC Men's T20 World Cup match. And Bangladesh votes in landmark election today after Gen Z protest. That's all for this hour. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 p.m. You can also catch us on air and online at radionepalonline.com, our mobile app, and listen to our bulletins anytime at your convenience. For more news and updates, stay tuned. Have a good day.